This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Taliban spokesman said Sunday that a bomb blast outside Kabul's main mosque killed and injured several Afghan civilians. Sunday's blast was the first such assault in the capital since late August, when a suicide bomber with Islamic State Khorasan province killed around 200 people near the Kabul airport. 13 U.S. soldiers were among the dead. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Sunday's assault on the Eidgah Mosque in the center of the city. The Afghan Islamic State affiliate, which is also known as ISIS-K, has claimed a series of attacks in the country's eastern provinces of Nangarhar and Kunar in the last week, killing dozens of civilians and Taliban fighters. Near final results from elections in the nation of Georgia show the ruling party well ahead of its challengers. The Central Election Commission said with results from all but one of the country's precincts tallied, the ruling Georgian Dream Party had nearly 47% of the vote. The main opposition, the United National Movement, had 30.7% of the vote. The rest of the vote was split among the remaining 48 smaller parties. The nationwide elections were held on October 2nd in a highly polarized atmosphere. They were seen as a referendum on Georgian Dream's rule. President Salome Zurabishvili told Russia's state-run TASS news agency that the elections took place in a calm, fair, safe, and competitive environment. She said the election was one more step toward democracy and stabilization. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A report in The Economist says that the death rate from COVID in the United States is about 8 times higher than in the rest of the wealthy world due to vaccine hesitancy and other factors. The report said vaccine resistance is particularly worrying among people who voted for Republicans. A poll by the group YouGov indicates that among U.S. voters who voted for Donald Trump to win re-election in the presidential vote in 2020, 31% have said they will not get vaccinated. 71% of those voters say they strongly disapprove of President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. And nearly 40% of those voters say they never wear a face mask. The Economist calls those statistics a deadly combination. Key U.S. Democratic lawmakers remained at odds on Sunday on how to approve both infrastructure improvements to the country and the biggest social safety net expansion in 5 decades. The leading progressive Bernie Sanders signaled there was room for compromise. Sanders has pushed for months for a $3.5 trillion plan that includes climate control measures, universal pre-kindergarten, and expanded health care for older Americans. Sanders is an independent. He often cooperates with the Democrats in Congress. He told ABC's This Week show, "I accept that there's going to have to be give and take," but he declined to put a price tag on how much spending he would settle for. Two moderate Democrats, Joe Manchin and Senator Kyrsten Sinema, have balked at the $3.5 trillion price tag for the social safety net expansion. It would be the biggest expansion since the 1960s. Authorities said at least 9 people were killed in Oman and Iran on Sunday as a tropical cyclone pummeled those coastlines. Flights were suspended and schools closed with wind speeds up to 139 kilometers per hour. In Oman's capital, vehicles were tired deep in water. Streets were deserted. Its official news agency said the country declared a 2-day national holiday on Sunday and Monday and closed schools due to the adverse climate conditions. The United Arab Emirates was also bracing for the possible impact of the cyclone. Emergency authorities there urged people to avoid beaches and low-lying areas. A small private plane crashed into an empty building on the outskirts of Milan in northern Italy on Sunday, killing all 8 people on board. This plane took off from Milan's city airport and was headed for the island of Sardinia, according to officials. The crash occurred just outside a suburban metro station. Witnesses said flames and smoke shot into the air and several vehicles parked along the street caught fire. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.